Did you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books as well as fiction and nonfiction books are welcomed at WeBe Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Conversations That Make a Difference. I am Teresa Velarde, and I'm excited to be here with several guests tonight. They are all coaches, but I am glad that you're listening to us on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and we can be seen live every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can see the replays of the shows every day, every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern. And did you know that you can get Dream Vision 7 Radio Network on Alexa? All you have to do is ask. So I usually start with a prayer. So let's start with a serenity prayer, and then I'll introduce my guests. So if you would join me, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I also want to say that we are all fabulous, blessed, and highly favored, living in our greatness, using our gifts and talents with passion and purpose, making a difference in the lives of others, and all of God's great universe is conspiring in our favor. And together, for that, we all say amen. Okay, so let me introduce our guests today. We have several, we have four beautiful ladies who are all coaches, who are going to be telling us a bit about what they do and who they are during our conversation today. So first we have Lori Rowland. Lori is Lori's an ordained women's minister, a poet, an author, a speaker, and a coach, and she helps and inspires women struggling emotionally and in difficult relationships and past trauma, break free and start walking in their God-given identity, just as she did. She enjoys boating, cooking, and spending time with her family. She and her husband of 40 years, God bless you, 40 years, reside in the panhandle of Florida. And her contact information will be in the chat on YouTube. So you can get in touch with Lori actually on Facebook, and we'll have her tell you exactly where before we end today. Lisa Tuggle, Evangela Nation. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Awesome. Evangelizing the nation for the best and brightest future of our country, our world, and our eternal souls. And what could be more important than that? Lisa holds a BA in great books from the University of Notre Dame and a Master of Arts degree in theology and Christian ministry from St. Franciscan University. After 20 plus years in the performing arts and 10 plus years as a youth minister and director of religious education at her church, she is dedicating the second half already, all of us, I think, maybe, of her life to global initiatives, while enjoying family, friends, and a simple life of prayer. Kelly Williams Hale. I love that color in your hair. I can't do it. Mine's too dark. It never comes out. Kelly Williams Hale is a writer, a speaker, and a leader. She's an Amazon number one best-selling author and is passionate about equipping believers to be brave. As a confidence coach, Kelly empowers discouraged Christian women to overcome self-doubt, worry, and fear, so they can live a life of significance, courage, and confidence. And isn't that what we all want?
Amen.
Yeah. Her website is the bebravelife.com, and we'll give you some more information about that later on. Jill Clay. Jill has devoted her life to helping leaders be authentic and effective. As a leader of leaders for many years, she has realized the importance of anchoring emotional intelligence and spiritual intelligence to ensure a rock solid foundation. Jill has a lengthy background in human resource management and 25 years of leadership and training experiences with both churches and national and international companies. Jill is also a senior certified professional with the Society for Human Resource Management. Her passion is to help ambitious leaders in ministry and in marketplace build an unshakable foundation by unleashing the heart of their leadership. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So I want to ask, I'm going to start with Jill, actually, because I think, leadership, especially in this day and age, leadership is really important for us in the workplace, in the church, in the schools. Tell me a little bit about how you can support people in bringing quality leadership to the world today.
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, I have spent many years really coaching leaders and leaders of leaders. And what I've found over the years is if you do not build a strong foundation, if you just throw somebody into a leadership role, that's when your bad habits start getting formed. And then they're really hard to break, and you can make detrimental decisions based on emotions if you're not grounded and anchored, number one, in your self-leadership. I really try to focus in my coaching sessions to first ground self-leadership, because you cannot lead others until you know how to lead yourself. So we start there. And then another key component is the emotional intelligence piece.
Define that for me. That's a buzzword going on. That seems to be the buzz phrase these days, emotional intelligence.
Yes. So in a nutshell, what emotional intelligence is it is being aware of, being able to control, and being able to express your emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Intelligently. So it's not hiding your emotions or, having this wall up. It's about how you, there's key components. We've got self-awareness, which is, again, what I really try to focus on. Self-management. So once you're aware of how you act and react, then you can begin to manage so you don't fly off the handle. Mm-hmm. So you don't make decisions based on emotion that can detrimentally affect your team.
Right.
I think we've all probably had leaders in our careers where I had a particular leader very early on where I could tell when he was walking in the building, walking across the parking lot into work, I could tell if he was in a good mood or a bad mood, right? So it's really about harnessing the power of your emotions and being able to not only be self-aware, but then there's social awareness, reading cues, and then relationship building. And then, so those are the four components: your self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship building, and then you wrap empathy into all of that.
So great, that was a great definition. I love that. Yeah, and isn't it wild how some people, you can just read them just from one second look at them? Yeah, I've had some people in my life that have whether you're walking into a good day or a bad day based on what somebody else is presenting. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love your concept of self-leadership first.
Yes.
So, and I know you have something that you're going to give to the listeners that they can read a little bit about that and discover how to develop self-leadership within themselves, correct?
Yes, it's an e-booklet. And again, my website is jillclaycoaching.com. You can get it there. And I know you also put it in the chat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really just a really, really quick read. Just what I'm trying to do with this e-booklet is really get people to start thinking and looking inward a little bit and doing an assessment of self. How do I act under pressure? Do I lean into being uncomfortable or do I shy away from that? It's amazing what can happen when you lean into uncomfortable,
yeah.
Right? I think we could all attest to a lot of people when there's fight or flight, yes, but you can work through the emotional intelligence piece and help people get through that. But typically you are your best when you are leaning into discomfort. That's when things really kick in.
Yeah. And sadly, and I'm sure all of you will agree, the last place we want to go when it comes time to change is to look inside ourselves. We think that for the most part, if we look outside and everything outside looks good, that means everything inside is good and all as well, right? Well, not so much. Huh, Kelly, let's go to you. Let's talk about some of your confidence coaching. Tell me a little bit about what the type of coaching that you do, how it helps people. You work with mostly women, right?
Correct.
Yeah. How it helps us to step into, a confident state of being. Because I think with so much stuff going on in the world, and I have to say so much stuff going on in the world, people feel like a lot of times they're walking on shaky ground. Mm-hmm. I can say that. How do you help people get through this type of a situation?
Well, I, first of all, thank you for having me on the show, having all of us on the show. It's an honor and it's, really timely. You know, it's at the beginning of the year and people are making plans and goals and resolutions. And so the kind of coaching that I do really is for, women that are struggling with self-doubt. They might have some negative thinking patterns that they're really trying to work through, worry, anxiety, fear of change. You know, change is never easy. And as Jill mentioned, you know, the change decision requires getting uncomfortable. And so having those conversations and kind of walking with women through that. And part of my program starts with, you know, a lot of times, especially as women, and we get to a certain age, perhaps, or even younger girls, where you might be, the middle child, quote unquote, or you might be labeled the troublemaker, you know, in your family, say, or maybe you're a single mom, you know, or divorced. And I coach Christian women primarily. And there's a lot of shame with choices that we've made when we were younger. And so kind of working through that shame and kind of understanding that God can still use you for his purpose is kind of the coaching I do. And it's interesting, Jill, that you started with the relationship and emotional intelligence and kind of the self-awareness. Part of my program includes reality assessment called the color code that not too many people are aware of. You know, we have DISC Myers, we have personality assessment, Myers-Briggs, different ways to identify our strengths and weaknesses. And what I offer is a program, a personality assessment that goes deeper into your motive. Those other tests want to identify what you do. In terms of, like you said, you can see somebody coming down the hallway and you can tell if that, you know, are in a good mood or a bad mood. And that could be based on what happened at home or in the car on the drive, you know, but this assessment is really based on your motive and what, and it's why you do the things you do, which is a different spin. You know, we all come on this planet with a personality. If you're a mom of any more than one or two kids, if you've got family members, I come from a family of six, and I can tell you every one of us is different. And we came that way. And so this program, this assessment called the color code really helps identify why we do what we do. And when we can recognize why we tend to get more emotional or why we are, you know, super direct and other people don't understand what we're trying to tell them, you know, we just want them to do this. And so it really helps in relationships. It helps to understand ourselves and our own identity. And so that's kind of the first step in terms of the program I offer, just to understand who we are as women, a lot of times people say, I don't understand why I'm doing this, you know, so that's kind of the first step, but it's really to encourage women really to step into their purpose.
That's awesome. And I love that you have something that goes deeper than the DISC profile or the Myers-Briggs or the, what's the one, there's a Christian program out there that people are different colors, red, yellow, blue, and green. And I'm trying to remember what the name of it is and I can't, but it all seems to be like how we show up rather than who we are inside and why right. we do what we do, you know? Yeah. So that's really important that, you know, we may show up one way, but totally on the inside be another way. How many people are living today? And I'm sure you find this, you know, especially women who are riddled with guilt, shame and remorse for things that have happened in their past. And now coming into, you know, today and who they are today, sitting in the chair in front of you, it's a lot difficult, a lot more difficult for them to get into the emotional side of it. And nothing else has gone into the emotional side of it, except for working with someone like you, a coach, or one of these other ladies who are really getting into the heart of who we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's so interesting because I've found that a lot of people are doing just that. They are operating in a way that they've either been used to, they've been in a job for 20 years. And so they come to work and they have, you know, just leaving the door in the parking lot and they just put that wall up. But meanwhile, there might be something different that they're wired for, you know, that they could be potentially blossoming in. And so it's really fun to identify that and kind of help women figure that out about themselves. It really helps relationships. It helps conversation, communication with their family, communication with work people, just to understand, you know, understand ourselves.
Yeah. And it helps us to really show up as who we were created to be. Right. You know, like a lot of times, I don't know about anybody else here, but there are times when I tend to hide, I will admit it. As much as I'm out here doing what I do, I tend to hide. Like when it comes to like really getting to the heart of who I am, then you may not get so far as you might think, because I tend to just, you know, there are certain times that I just don't want to show up. And I appreciate the fact that you bring a conversation that gives permission for women to show up. Mm-hmm. And I got all kinds of things popping up on my screen here, excuse me, for women to, you know, step into who they are and give them permission to do that. So thank you. Yeah, good stuff. Lori, let's talk to you for a minute about what you do. First of all, how did you stay married to the same man for 40 years? I want to know.
I would have to say it was faith. My faith, because my faith is actually part of my story too, is that that's almost what split us up from the very beginning. Yeah. So really, I guess I will start backwards and go from there. But my experience being a young child, I was molested as a little girl, and I buried that. And nobody knew, I didn't even remember it until I was in my 40s. But what I realized later is how that impacted me as a teen. I was a wild teen. And I married my party partner, my husband, and at 21, you know, Jesus got a hold of my life and turned everything around. And, my husband was like, well, I don't know who this Jesus guy is and why he wants 10% of my money, but, I'm not interested. And that was very difficult. And that's how our marriage, kind of started out in those early years. And so, a lot of my coaching, experience comes from, you know, helping families who they feel like, well, I just can't relate to him, or we're not on the same page. It's like, well, that's okay. That's not the end. And so it really was, I got, you know, a lot of counseling early on, and not just counseling about the impacts of my childhood, but counseling on how to do life, how to do ministry. Cause my heart was for ministry. I was very embroiled in church, and my husband was okay with that. So that was probably the main catalyst in how we could stay together for 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment in itself. But I do know that you probably take a lot of what you learned in developing your relationships that lasted for 40 years so far into what you bring to help other people develop good relationships, right? So what's one of the key ingredients that you have identified in your work and in your experience as absolutely necessary to build good relationships?
Well, I would have to say I really coach from and mentor, et cetera, from a place of love and grace, because we all make mistakes. You know, I married, the enemy would like to, and people would like to judge other people for what their situation is by their past decisions or whatnot. So sometimes by the time women get to me, they're just really spent. Mm-hmm. They need a pep talk. They don't need just some advice. They really need to get to the real, you know, where are you coming from? How can we work this through? And there have been times where I've seen some women just dig in really hard, and their marriage that was in absolute turmoil, sometimes 9 months, 10 months later, they're reconciled, and it blows me away. I mean, there were times when I would have said, you know what, here's my stamp on your pieces of paper that say you guys are done, just forget about it. And yet helping them to, or especially the person whose husband is not on the same page, just helping her to dig into her faith and be practical in how to handle life at home to make things less caustic. And some of those things you have to nip in the bud, and some of it's really difficult when it's you that has to change.
Yeah.
So that's where I come from coaching, is just kind of getting that inward look first, because that's usually where the most impactful change comes, is when you change yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's the only person we can change is ourselves, right? We can't expect anybody else to change. We can't change anybody else, and we can't expect anyone else to change for us. Ask me how I know that.
Experience.
Yeah, experience. Yes. And so the key ingredient so far is that we've heard from these three ladies so far is that we need to really go inside, figure out who we are, and they can help us in deciphering that, so that we can show up eventually as to who we are created to be. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa. We do have a break coming up, and when we come back, we'll talk to Lisa Tuggle. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat. Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Every time we come back from the first break, I have to say, I love that. Let life flow. It kind of just like takes everything and just like washes it away, doesn't it? It's just like, okay, I'll come back to this minute now. Welcome back to Conversations That Make a Difference. Lisa Tuggle, tell me a little bit about Evangelination. I can't believe I said that right twice.
Teresa, thanks for having me on this show. And I just want to say that I'm really honored to be in the presence of such powerful and grace-filled ladies. Aww. You know, what an awesome lineup you have. And
And you're part of it.
I'm honored to be here.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on the show. So Evangelination. Evangelization is the act of evangelizing, and I wanted to broaden that to Evangelination, so that I feel like our whole nation needs to turn its attentions to the gospel in a deeper way, because I think that's what makes for a powerfully wonderful society. We've been blessed for generations now to have a Christian society. You know, the followers of Christ were the ones who created hospitals and schools and all kinds of social services that we have enjoyed and that we take for granted today, and just don't want to move into a post-Christian society. And if there were, some people would argue that we're already there. And so I just want to and begin to be like a spark that reminds people to come back to the truth. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. No one is happy without.
Exactly. And you know that, in this day and age, we are in a very different society than this was meant to be. And that's why coaching and, bringing people back to the roots of our society, which, as you said, are based in Christianity, I feel is so important. And there's so much push and pull going on out there that it literally, does anybody feel like Gumby? I feel like Gumby sometimes, what are some of the things that you bring to the table, Lisa, to help people who are struggling with what's going on in the world around us?
Yeah, this past fall, I hosted a boot camp on evangelization, or evangelizing your family members, friends, and acquaintances, because a lot of people just struggle with the fact that they are trying to follow the way, and they have family members who are not, and that can cause them just sorrow and grief because they want something better for them, and it can also cause a lot of trouble in relationships. And so we did a deep dive into two things. One was, what's the foundation of our faith, and how can we get better at not only knowing it, but sharing it? And so we went to actually the Nicene Creed, the ancient creed that was formulated in 325 AD. And, it's been the backbone of Christian belief since the fourth century. And so we took a deep dive into that and tried to figure out how that could be articulated in modern terms, especially for the young generation, A lot of people have been exposed to scientific materialism, which basically leads our young kids into thinking, our young people into thinking that the universe just sort of happened and there is no creator. And that is like, you know, it's hitting at the root of not only when we talk about self-knowledge, like all these ladies are talking about coaching people to greater self-knowledge. You know, if we don't understand that God is God and we are not, then we really are not able to achieve self-knowledge so that we can walk in our purpose. And, you know, so to cut at the very root of the tree of self-knowledge is to believe that there's no creator that created us. Because once you get into those weeds, it's very difficult to find the truth about anything. So anyway, we started with the creed, and then we went into how we could practically reach out to people around us and build the faith again, build the kingdom in every temple of mind and heart and body and soul around us.
So you lead retreats that really take you into a deep dive about this topic, yes? That's what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, so I have a weekly podcast retreat ministry. It is a part of a nonprofit ministry. We are the Pauline Community of St. Joseph. So I'm dedicated to St. Joseph in my life. You know, he's the fabulous person. He was called by God to take care of God in the flesh, in Jesus, you know, Jesus Christ. I mean, what a mind-boggling vocation. And to take care of his mother. And we know that if Joseph hadn't been there, you know, Mary might have been stoned to death for being pregnant without being married, you know, or that Jesus would have been killed by Herod, you know. So Joseph was a huge, hugely important figure in life. And, you know, God has a vocation for us all. None of us is here by chance. On the contrary, we are here with a purpose. And I try to help people walk in that purpose by getting connected to Jesus Christ more deeply and to be able to live in the spirit.
Yeah. So I titled this show Coaches with Passion and Purpose. So what would you say that how would you define your purpose, Lisa?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I could say that I would like to change the world, and you can only do that one person at a time. So there's an altruistic sense, but also I think that for me, realizing that nothing else is, I can't stand on anything else but my faith, because everything else is changing, only God is unchanging. And so from my earliest memories, you know, my religious imagination was great. I'm a creative artist. I was in the performing arts for many years. I was a choreographer and a coach in ballet long before I was a coach in Bible or in Christian themes. But so I feel like what I bring to the world is simply my relationship with God. So my purpose is to like stay connected to him so that anything that I do can then be sort of a manifestation of Christ. You know, we're all the body of Christ in some way. I think that's the phenomenal thing is about our faith, is that we can be an image of that while still being ourselves and retaining our personalities. But somehow, you know, we reflect God's mind and heart as unique individuals. And so I'm just trying to be myself.
Awesome. And aren't we all? Yeah. So that we can show up as God created us to be, right? So ladies, let's go to Kelly. Kelly, what would you say is your purpose? Are you living in your purpose now? Do you feel like you are doing exactly what he created you to be?
You know, I'm so glad you came to me next. Lisa, that's just amazing. And I love how you shared that, you know, we really need to evangelize, and how do we share Christ? You know, a lot of times for me, I'll be 55 years old, and I remember growing up, you know, we barely said Jesus. You know, it was so much about the rules and what we had to do. And there was no relationship and there was no way to really share what Jesus had done in our life. And when I had gotten, when I went through my second divorce, so Lori, I applaud you, 40 years with one fellow, you know, I'm on number three, and I always say third time's a charm. But you know, in the Christian community, that's not always accepted. And Teresa, you mentioned shame and guilt. And I went through that back when I was in my early 30s. And so when I started really reconnecting through counseling, really understanding myself and why I had made choices that I had made, and understanding that God did have a plan for me. My life scripture became Jeremiah 29:11. You know, God has plans for us and he's got plans to prosper. So in this day and age, you know, Christians, we don't have to be poor. We can't bless other people financially if we're not abundant. And so, you know, God gave me a gift of encouragement, and a gift of, you know, just loving people. And so as I grew through my own relationship with him and understood really the truth about grace and understood that now I can share what God has done in my life in a very, you know, easy way in terms of just conversation. So I love the title of your program, because conversations that make a difference, they don't have to be, you know, Bible thumping. It's just, what has God done in your life so that you can basically, we've got to be more brave and more bold about sharing what God's done in our life. And so that's where it began, back in my 30s. And, you know, it's been a journey. It's always a journey with the ups and downs and the winding roads, but living in my purpose to really encourage and coach and help other women sort of put that guilt and shame in check. You know, God allows us to go through some of the struggles and trials so that we can help somebody else down the road, and we can hold, you know, lift them up because we've been there. And then again, you know, Lisa, we can share what God's done in our life. And that just makes it real, in my opinion, with, you know, with our Creator, you know, that relationship. So,
yeah. You know, Kelly, I just want to respond to what you said. It made me think that each one of our lives is like another book of salvation history being written by the hand of the Lord together with us. Yeah. Every scripture writer was a human being that God used to, or collaborated with. No, and we're collaborating with the Lord too in writing our lives, which are, you know, books that, just like in the Bible, there are all the patriarchs had faults and sins and victories, and we're just walking with the Lord.
Yeah, exactly. We're not perfect. None of them were perfect. None of us are perfect either. Yet we're perfect in His eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm Lori. Same question to you. Do you feel that you you're living in your purpose?
I do now. You know, for a long time, I just made sure that God knew that He picked the wrong person to do it. You know, I would tell him. I tried to tell him I'm not qualified. And finally, the scripture that Paul talked about, 1 Corinthians 1:26-27. And he said, none of you, when you were called, what were you when you were called? Not many of you were influential. Not many of you were of noble birth. And he said, but God chose the foolish, the weak, and the lowly. Ta-da! when I got that, that in my heart of hearts, and said, okay, then, Lord, how and when? And just to interject too a little bit, my husband did become a Christian. He's an awesome man of God. And that was one of the things that can make that go from rocky relationship. I've shared it before. He was willing to make some of the changes. I had to make plenty of my own. So we changed together and learned how to grow together. And eventually he just saw Jesus in me enough to know that, hey, there's got to be something to all this. So, but yeah, now stepping out in ministry to women in a greater measure and trying to go from the passion, I always had the passion and the purpose. The passion is really has to be purposeful, because otherwise it's not impactful. It can be weak or not so much weak, but it can be just kind of lofty. People don't always grasp things of the kingdom if they haven't been in it. So to be practical and to help them, you know, at the very early onset of how to walk this out, because it sometimes we forget when we've been in the word and we've been in ministry for a long time, we forget they have to take the baby steps first. And when we're over their head, then we've kind of lost them.
Yeah, true. We're going to talk a little bit more about what you just said about taking steps when we come back from our next break, and I'll go talk to Jill right after that. We'll be back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio and Conversations That Make a Difference.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change, by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We're going to flow right over to Jill and have her talk to us a little bit about, do you feel like you've actually, you're fulfilling your purpose, Jill?
I am. I feel like I'm just beginning, ironically. And I'll tell you, I've been in leadership and in management for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I've been saved. I found Jesus in my 20s, right? So I always, once I accepted Christ and I started really understanding and building relationship, you know, I kept thinking I'm missing my calling. And I got stuck. Like, I'm working in corporate America, corporate bondage, and I'm stuck, and there's a veil over what I'm supposed to be doing. And I really struggled with that for quite a while. And just growing through that, I realized that my ministry was in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So now I have a clear understanding that I've been in ministry all along, you know, again, being in human resources, working in corporate America, in the marketplace. You have to be very careful how you communicate with people. But the one thing that is universal is leading with love. Mm-hmm. So that's where I find I can allow my light to shine in any arena in that way. So I spent, I call it 40 years in the desert. I've been wandering in the desert, but I've also been on a journey of just gathering wisdom along the way in hopes that as I just move out into more of a online training, coaching, and really honing in on getting to the root of who you are so you can be the best of who you are for whoever you're leading, or whether that be your family, a church group, a choir, whatever it is. So I feel like I'm just getting started.
Yeah, I'm sure you had to take many steps, baby steps along the way before you actually were able to, I'm going to say, break through that veil in order to be able to come to the place where you are right now. I mean, you're a leader of leaders at this point in time. Yes. And that could be, for somebody else, that could be a heavy cross to bear. Yes. But for you, I mean, this is who you were created to be. And obviously, that's how you show up. So what are some of the steps that you had to take in order to be able to make that huge leap into where you are now?
Well, I think, and it's funny because as I really started digging into the emotional intelligence piece and just really watching leaders through the years and how they can detrimentally affect their careers by making poor decisions if it's a knee-jerk reaction or they're angry and they allow their emotions to get involved. So when I really started digging into that, that's where I found my passion for one-on-one coaching and for inspiring people to want to be better. Right. And in order to do that, you really have to be grounded in who you are. And you have to look at the parts of you that the blind spots, you have to get to those blind spots. And some of those blind spots could be, you know, if you want to take it all the way back to your childhood, how you get triggered by something and then you lash out. So until you're able to get some deliverance around that kind of thing, and really let it go, then you can walk in your authenticity. So that's where I find my passion, peeling the onion, you know, getting to the root of it and getting that rock solid foundation. And then you build from there. Yeah. So, and the beauty is coaching, when people come to me and they want to be coached, they're in it. Where when you're in corporate America, not everybody really wants to be coached.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot on how to inspire people from that perspective when they don't want to be coached. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing to be able to coach people who enjoy being coached.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I came from a corporate background. I was an insurance agent for many, many years. Definitely not who I am. I'm a creative. I'm a potter. You know, I'm a writer. And now I help people publish books. And there came a time in my life when I had what I call a come to Jesus moment. I'm sure we all have them, many of them, before we accept Christ. But I stood in front of the mirror and I said, "Who are you and why are you here?"
Yes.
You know, and I think everybody at one time or another has that moment where you have to really look at yourself in the face, and it goes to that word authenticity. Okay. So my publishing company is Authentic Endeavors, because I do things from a place where I just show up as real as I can possibly be. And most of the time I'm flying by the seat of my pants, and it all works out, right, ladies?
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm really honored that all four of you were able to come to the show today. We have about, I guess, maybe 8 minutes left. So what I'd like to do is, starting with Lisa, can you tell us how people can get in touch with you? If there's any last thought that you want to give, and how people can get in touch with you, so that if they have a need, and they feel connected to you through these conversations, this is all of you, I'm going to ask all of you to do this, through this conversation, how they can get in touch with you, and any last words that you have for our listeners.
Yeah, sure. You know, I do faith coaching. So the idea is that all of us, we live in invisible realities with invisible realities and invisible realities. And so I kind of work with the invisible realities and the spiritual life. And the spiritual life is like a creative work of art.
Yes.
So each one of us is a work of art. And so that's kind of what that coaching is about. And if you'd like to get involved in it, or just try it out. We do have a nonprofit, so it's not a really costly thing to do. Costs just a little bit to help us keep doing what we're doing. But you can go to the website, paulinecommunityofstjoseph.org. And on the front page there, you can, first you can sign up for free resources, our free retreat ministry podcast. You'd like to do that. And also you can go to the Learn tab and scroll down to Finding the Way Faith Coaching and sign up for a coaching session.
Awesome. And that information is also in the chat and YouTube. So for those of you who are interested in getting in touch with Lisa, please use that link to do so. Kelly, last words and how people get in touch with you.
Sure. I love the word authentic. I too am a creative, as if you couldn't tell with my purple hair. And so I spent a lot of years just comparing myself, you know, and finding myself falling short. And so with that and the evolution that I've been through and the journey, I've created a free guide, and it's called You Are Enough. It's for women who really struggle with that comparison. They have self-doubt. They really have this negative dialogue, self-talk in their head, and they don't feel confident to step out. You know, it is scary. Change is scary. And that's what coaching is all about. It's being able to hold their hand and guiding them to take those steps, baby steps maybe, but steps forward to move into their purpose. And really, I mean, we only have this one life. So I know any one of us can help women and people just become more and just take advantage of this one life that we have. And so the free gift is on thebebravelife.com. It's called You Are Enough, and it's 5 very practical steps to slay self-doubt so you can start living your best life. And it's a quick read, but it gives you some very practical ways to get started now, especially right here at the beginning of the year, to really create that life that you'll love.
Exactly. Thank you, Kelly. Lori, you're up. Last words, and touch with you.
People, I'm still in, my website's a work in progress, so nothing on there yet, but I did send you the PDF for my booklet. It's actually a reflection and Bible study. It's called Heavenly Rain. And it was one of the ones I wrote based on one of my poems, But it's a really nice self-reflection, but also it's like a warm hug from Jesus. It really is based in love. It's practical as well. And it really kind of gets people in touch with the Lord's heart for them. I do have my Facebook page is Lori Rowland Writes. You can get that at Lori Rowland on Facebook. Look me up. And also my email is lilroyawrites@yahoo.com.
And that information is also contained in the chat and YouTube, so people can actually just click on it and get in touch with you. Thanks so much. And Jill, last words.
Well, thank you, Teresa, for this was awesome. And secondly, I love to work with leaders who are aspiring to grow, or brand new leaders. If you aspire to be a leader and you need some foundation built, I would love to help you do that. That's my passion. So it's simply jillclaycoaching.com. We can set up a strategy session. We can look at the specifics and we can build you a plan. So I would love to work with any aspiring leaders.
Awesome. And you have a free gift as well. Yes,
I do. It's the e-booklet, Self-Leadership, the Ultimate Key to Success. You can catch that on the website and in your links. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Ladies, I am so grateful to each of you for joining me on this show today. You brought new light to a conversation, I think, that really does make a difference in the lives of people around the world, particularly women in this such time of uncertainty. And one great thing that helped me when I was going through a lot of difficult times, I sought out a counselor and a coach. I think would everybody agree that even coaches need coaches? Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, we help each other. If we were meant to be on this planet alone, it would be just one of us. And which one of you wants to raise your hand and take that responsibility? Not me. So we're all helped. We're all here to help each other. So I am delighted that you joined me today. You brought some real wisdom to the table for people who are going through tough times. And you don't have to go through this alone. And whatever this is in your life, you don't have to go through it alone. There are people out there who will lovingly and authentically walk with you through whatever it is that comes your way. And hopefully it will incorporate the spiritual aspect of having God in your life, because I know myself, I couldn't have made the changes that I made in my life without having God lead me. And so I'm grateful to have these women and more to come who will be speaking to the possibility of helping you, whether you're talking about the New Year's resolution, whether you're talking about a relationship that needs some help or whatever, leadership, all of these women have these skills to help you. And I hope that you will take advantage of their free gifts that they've offered. Thank you so much for those ladies. And thanks again for being here. And that ends this edition of Conversations That Make a Difference. Just remember, every conversation that you have in this world, let it be one that makes a difference for someone else. Have a great day, everybody.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.